Earlier this year, John Brown, a trooper from Piscataquis County, told members of the legislature's Appropriations Committee that he sometimes takes roadkill home to feed his family.
Over the past couple of years, my family have been recipients of food stamps. We receive medical care, which is paid for by MaineCare. I am not proud of this, not at all.
Brown is married, a veteran with six children. His pay is about $37,000 a year before taxes. His pay has been frozen since he joined the force in 2008. There'll be a modest increase in the new budget year that starts July 1st, but Brown could make more as a municipal police officer or by working for a federal law enforcement agency, such as the Border Patrol.
People are now weighing, what's the best decision for my family?
Aaron Turcott is president of the Maine State Troopers Association, the union that represents troopers. He says applicants are asking questions not just about pay and benefits, but other factors as well.
Do I want to work a job that requires me to work nights, weekends, holidays, miss children's birthdays, ball games? So there does come a point where I think younger people now are looking at, how do I spend more time with my family?
And that's led to recruitment problems within the state police. Colonel Robert Williams, chief of the force, says society is changing, and there are fewer men and women willing to make the sacrifices needed to be in law enforcement.
A lot of people get a career where they make more money, and they work Monday through Friday. They go home, and that's the end of it. And our people work when we need them to work. They work days, nights, weekends, holidays.
And Williams says a growing number of candidates are finding themselves ineligible to be a trooper. Conviction of most any crime, from drunk driving to marijuana use, is grounds for rejection.
Today it's not uncommon to find people who have smoked it for 4 or 5 years continually. And then they'll ask, well, why can't you hire me? I'll stop. And not only that, a lot of heavy drugs too.
Former State Police Chief Craig Poulin, who is now the Executive Director of the Troopers Association, says the extensive vetting process, which includes background checks, polygraphs, lengthy interviews, and psychological testing, is screening out most of the applicant pool.
You're lucky to get 15, a 20, a 30 people for three or four openings. And if you consider the numbers that you're trying to hire and the vetting process is used, then obviously the smaller that pool gets, it becomes much more of a challenge.
And Poulin says adding to the pressure on troopers is the fact there are fewer of them than when he joined the force more than 30 years ago. Colonel Robert Williams acknowledges that even if there were enough qualified recruits, he would not be able to fill all the vacancies in the force due to funding shortages. With 13 new troopers added last month, there are still 27 vacant positions.
The way state government works is we get money for salaries, and we have money for headcount for salaries or positions. We don't have any operating money. We don't have the money to buy them cars, guns, bullets, vests, uniforms.
And Williams says as law enforcement becomes more complex, the force will need to find more troopers with specialized skills, training, and education. And he predicts that the success of future efforts to attract qualified troopers will depend on a move toward better pay and working conditions. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.